today.
Coming up in Odds and Ends this hour, what do Brett Favre, Larry King, and Oprah Winfrey have in common? Think about it. You have to think a little bit on this one. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show, Coast to Coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. Your nooks and crannies might be slammed right now with snow. I was looking at a chill map. And actually, snow coverage, and I know a lot of snow removal is still going on in the Midwest. Indiana got socked pretty bad today and yesterday. A lot of that stuff is now headed for the East Coast. Snow drifts, that often is the problem. Ice sometimes underneath the snow. It was a rough weekend, certainly, in Minnesota, particularly Minneapolis, St. Paul. It was rough for the people in Chicago. Lots of flights canceled, and they're anticipating the same thing coming up in the next couple of days. But I'm sure a lot of people who are traveling for the Christmas holiday are hoping, get it out of the way this weekend, because next weekend I got to be on a plane headed for Grandma's house or XYZ, wherever it is. A lot of times people take vacations during the Christmas holidays, too. Speaking of vacations, it looks like they're going to hunker down in our nation's capital trying to get a few things done. Do you believe it? The lame duck Congress. We'll see how long that lasts. It's funny, talking about getting things done, with the so-called compromise on the Bush tax cuts that included a few other things, it has actually surpassed one procedural hurdle, meaning that now there's not a lot of discussion on this whole measure. In fact, the discussion has been killed. Now it is up to going through the Senate and getting that full vote. It is up to the House to hurry up and make a decision, and the Prez is watching the clock. He's hoping that the House will swing his way as well. Take a listen.
I recognize that folks on both sides of the political spectrum are unhappy with certain parts of the package, and I understand those concerns. I share some of them, but that's the nature of compromise, sacrificing something that each of us cares about to move forward on what matters to all of us. Right now, that's growing the economy and creating jobs. And nearly every economist agrees that that is what this package will do. I urge the House of Representatives to act quickly on this important matter. Because if there's one thing we can agree on, it's the urgent work of protecting middle-class families, removing uncertainty for America's businesses, and giving our economy a boost as we head into the new year. Thanks very much.
All right, so we'll see if actually the House rolls with it and that goes through, because it was looking like there was going to be enough opposition to it, but perhaps some of that's been removed. Clinton, of course, trying to do whatever he could heading into the weekend, and he does have some pull. Maybe there isn't enough to stop what the Democrats were hoping would put an end to, including the wealthier people as far as the two-year tax cuts were concerned. Another big thing happened on the day, and I think this really truly is the water cooler buzz, because it could be foreshadowing of things to come. The first major setback to health care reform has now happened. You know, there are a lot of challenges that are out there, so this is the first legal roadblock, if you will. And what happened was a judge, Henry Hudson, a Republican appointee, by the way, in Richmond, Virginia, marked the first successful court challenge to any portion whatsoever. I'm talking about a teeny-weeny portion of the new health care law. And the law that requires, it's the one thing that certainly is sticking in the craw of a lot of people, the law's central requirement is that all Americans carry insurance. So what he ruled was that it is unconstitutional, beyond Congress's power to do anything about this, mandated, if you will. Hudson ruled, agreeing with the argument of Virginia's Republican Attorney General and many of the Republican lawmakers who are going to take control of the House, of course, once they step in January. So Hudson denied Virginia's request to strike down the law in its entirety or block it from being implemented while his ruling is appealed by the Obama administration. So how about that? Let me give you the specifics here. This was what Hudson said. This is a quote anyway. An individual's personal decision to purchase or decline to purchase health insurance from a private provider is beyond the historical reach of the Commerce Clause. Again, Hudson, a appointee of President George W. Bush back in 2002. Remember, the White House has been predicting, reading the tea leaves, all along that they would prevail in the Supreme Court because knowing it would be challenged all the way up to the Supremes. But it could be another couple of years before it actually arrives there. So the actual next step is for the Virginia lawsuit is the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals that's in Richmond, where you've got some Democratic-appointed judges who hold the majority. So you probably see that overturned. Wow, interesting stuff. So your thoughts on this, fair or foul? Is it a bravo or is it a thumbs down? 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Obama emphasized that other judges, when he was asked about this, because, of course, this was the water cooler buzz, when he was asked about what he thought, he emphasized that other judges had either found the law constitutional or flat-out just dismissed the lawsuits against it. And this is he's right about this. It is one federal district court, and they've already had a couple of courts that ruled that it's definitely constitutional, because this is the whole thing. This is where the big challenge is to enforcing that you have to have a health care coverage. So in the interim, in the short term anyway, the latest court ruling certainly hands an interesting opportunity over to the Republicans. And now they're getting ready, as I said, to dance the dance in January. And their promise, what was their promise, many of them, when they were running across the country, was repealing the law, repealing the health care law. Obama saying, go ahead, have at it, because you can try to shoot at me, but I have the power of the pen and I will veto any repeal legislation. And it's likely that would happen once they regain control. Once they regain control of the House, the Republicans, we know the challenges are going to be there. But you got to remember, the Democrats do have the upper hand in the Senate. There are more Republicans in place in the Senate now in some of those seats, but the Democrats still have sway there. So whatever happens with this, it makes it interesting, doesn't it? It throws a monkey wrench into things with this ruling on Monday. What a way to start a week. That could create some, let's say, cloud of uncertainty around 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and their efforts to gradually put into effect this piece of legislation that would extend health care coverage. Because remember, that was the push right from the start to how many did they say? 32 million uninsured Americans. So fair or foul, that's a layup for most of us. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Odds and ends on the flip side.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
They say about streaks and records, they were made to fall and be broken, and there are a couple of things that have been broken, and there are a couple of things in odds and ends that are coming to an end. Talk show wise from the entertainment world, how about this Larry King done at CNN? How many years has Larry King been on the air? 25 years of Larry King. It's interesting because you've had 25 years daytime-wise of Oprah Winfrey, and she's done as well at the end of the year. So now currently in Australia with a few of her friends from a television audience as she took them all traveling with her. You have to admit, whether you like the lady or not, that is pretty wild that you'd be in the audience. Okay, we're all going to Australia! Now, Larry King hasn't done anything like that as far as the sign-off is concerned, but this is it. This is actually for Larry King. This is the last week for Larry King. I guarantee that no matter how old you are, whether you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, beyond that, you have had to have heard of Larry King. You couldn't miss him. Whether you ever stopped and watched his show for a few minutes or you were a huge fan, regardless, Larry King at one point really had a lot of sway when it came to the guests that he would have on, and he was famous for his style of not really knowing, not diving into the material, just letting it flow once the guest came on the show. whoever it was, whether it was an entertainer, perhaps it was someone, you know, from politics. He had a lot of politicians on, or business, or whatever. Doesn't matter. He had a couple of favorites. It seemed to me like when I would flip around, Donald Trump was one of his pals. Trump would be on a bunch, and he salivated always over the Dodgers. So when Joe Torre became the manager of the Dodgers, and plus he had a book out, he was on several times, and he also had certain movie stars on a lot, I think. Back in the early days, Marlon Brando a couple of times was a guest. And as for Oprah Winfrey, I mean, do we really need any introduction to her either? For a long time, she was the diva of daytime tube. Lately, a lot of those judge shows, one in particular, Judge Judy, has overtaken her in the ratings. I don't get the judge shows, but everybody loves them. I mean, I think I went and looked the other day to see how many there were, just out of curiosity. And there's like 7 shows with various judges. I mean, people I never heard of, and some, of course, you know. And you think of the first one, Judge Wapner was the first guy around to do it, and then it's just blossomed from there. It's cheap entertainment. It doesn't cost much to put those on, and they just whip through a bunch of cases. But for the person who's the judge, it's not a bad way to make a living. And more of them are getting into it. Pretty soon it's going to be more judge shows than anything. More judge shows than Desperate Housewives on the air. Or not Desperate Housewives, but, you know, the Real Housewives. Real Housewives of Atlanta, of New Jersey, of New York, of wherever. You know that we're in trouble then when the ratio flips. Because it seems like every other day. There's certain things that spawn off. It's like CSI. How many CSIs are there? How many Law and Order versions are there? And then reality TV, talking about the Real Housewives. And, of course, some of the spinoffs on all these judge shows. I know, Matt, I'm not a big daytime TV person anyway. But when you flip around, you know, when you get the flu and you call in sick and you're laying on the couch, do you watch any? Have you seen all those judge shows I'm talking about? Isn't it insane?
I'm aware of them, but I don't find the entertainment value in
it. I don't either.
I've never watched them, really.
What is wrong with us? We're on the same page. I don't understand it. It's not.
I think if you have cable or satellite dish, then you definitely don't watch them. I remember being stuck with network TV for a little bit, and when I was younger, and watching maybe the People's Court a couple times, just because, like, the Judge Wapner and the theme.
Yeah.
But that was about it. It's like you hear that for, I mean, it was probably about 5 minutes, and then I'm out.
Yeah, same with me. I couldn't deal with it. I can't deal with the
whole.
They make
a lot of money, though.
They are. That's what I said. They're so popular. You know that Judge Judy, she made an okay living. I think they had a tiny little place. She used to joke about it in New York City because, of course, it's so expensive in New York. Now she has like a full-on mansion somewhere because of the money is just so crazy ridiculous. Speaking of things that are in New York, because Judge Judy is definitely New York, let's go to Mark in New York. Hey, Mark, how are you?
All right, sweetie, we got a little bit of snowfall here, not too
Ooh.
Much, but it's cold, but I like the cold. I got ice in my veins anyway. really quick, there was an article in the National Rifle Association's magazine, I think it was by David Coppell, years ago, the Raich versus Gonzalez, or Gonzalez versus, I think it was Raich versus Gonzalez, Alberta Gonzalez, and Miss Raich was the woman who was growing the pot. We talked about this before in California, and they basically told her that she couldn't grow the pot for her own use because it violated in some circuitous way, the Commerce Clause of the Constitution. And you say, what the hell are you bringing that up for? Because I want to talk about the health care.
Yeah.
Well, Dave Coppell, the outstanding Second Amendment attorney, he basically said if the Congress can use the Commerce Clause to regulate the simple possession of a pot in your house for your own medicinal use, even though it's never in commerce because it's illegal, they came about in a circuitous way. He said they can basically regulate everything that you possess, and he had made the comment about guns in the house and anything else. The reason I bring that up is because, as you see, the judge struck down the constitutionality of the law because they're telling you have to buy something.
That's right.
All right. And other people have said you're not smart enough, you can't figure this out. The other courts have said it is constitutional, so it sets up a battle at the Supreme Court. The point is, they're stretching the Commerce Clause. And if you look at the philosophical or the ideological underpinnings of people that are supporting the law and forcing you to buy something, that's what you have to go back to and say, you know, why do you believe that the Congress can have the right to force you to buy something? If I wanted to buy a policy in my home state of New York with a high deductible, if God forbid something happens to me, and I don't take any medication at all, I don't smoke or drink, and I have a boring life, you know that. But I can't buy a basic policy. They won't let you. They force you to buy. And I have a Cadillac health plan due to my employer. But the point is, if I want to control costs, why do I have to buy an expensive policy to cover everyone else? So, of course, that argument is going to come up at the court. And,
right.
This is what the questions are. You know, so the fly in the ointment that I see, I don't know how fast it's going to come to the Supreme Court. Because if we lose another justice and that 5-4 split becomes 5-4 the other way,
sure.
Obama's going to sit back in the catbird seat and say, you see, that's why elections and nominations matter.
Important.
Sotomayor, yeah. Elena Kagan, and whether it's the McDonald versus Chicago, the gun case, the Citizens United, giving us more First Amendment freedoms, and I know other folks will say it doesn't work that way. You never know what the outcome is going to be. But when Nancy Pelosi laughed and chuckled and basically said, are you serious, answering me that question, they're basically telling us, we're ruling over you. You are our servants. When the opposite is true, they are our servants, Kate. And it's just, I don't know which way it's going to go. But it has to go in the way the American people have more freedom to buy and health insurance that they choose, not that they
force
upon you.
Yes.
And I know we don't have a lot of time, and I had a lot of things I want to talk about. You always give me the time. I love you for it. But it's a little bit of a pall over myself again. We lost 6 more guys in Afghanistan.
I know, just the other day.
Bomb.
Yeah.
And we still don't know what the end game is. See, we can talk here because we're all snug like as a bug in a rug, nice and warm.
Sure.
And this is our issue. We got 6 good soldiers dead. For what?
Mm-hmm.
If they're not being shot in the back by the Afghan police, they're being blown up to pieces. The rules of engagement haven't changed. I'm not even going into why we went there in the first place, but could we just get them the hell out? It's nuts, Kate. We don't have to.
I agree with you. This is our issue, Mark. Thank you. Absolutely. 100%. He's right. We talked about this in a previous show. We have these crazy rules of engagement. We see that the guys are stuck crawling around in horrific situations. Not that they didn't sign up and realize, but I don't know that they realize just where we're at with this no end game thing. It's crazy. Absolutely. Stay with us.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LASIG.com. LASIG is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LASIG.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LASIG.com. LASIG, for today's modern smoker.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Coming up next week, we have our year-enders, and speaking of year-enders, I just mentioned this, Larry King, done as of the end of the year, Oprah Winfrey, done. Of course, Winfrey is going on to have her own television network called OWN, and she'll still get FaceTime on that. How popular the network will be, who's to say, but, I mean, there's so many channels, you have to figure with her name, there are going to be people that are going to watch that network. So she moves on to now this network, but off of the daytime television show. Larry King vacates his seat on CNN. CNN, boy, just they need a paddle. They need like 10 paddles for the canoe that keeps sinking because their ratings just go down, 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 down. And even these news shows that they throw up there are not catching fire. Like Elliot Spitzer and Kathleen Parker, that show is starting to already tank, and I think it's been on for not even a month, or maybe a month at the tops. So King bails. They have the British guy coming in to step in for him. We'll see if anything, if he shakes things up or whatever. And also, you had an end of the streak. I mentioned this. Brett Favre almost hit 300 of consecutive games, which is pretty incredible. Really, the Iron Man in football. When you think of the licking you take as the signal caller, and Favre somehow managed to be there for 297 games. He wasn't in for the Vikings game against the New York Giants. Remember, that game had to be moved to Detroit because of the Metrodome and the collapse of the panel, the snow coming in, falling in. That video still is incredible. If you haven't seen it, do yourself a favor and go Google it. Go look it up on any of the websites. They all have it. It's just crazy. It looks like sugar coming down off the top of the roof, crazy stuff. And, of course, as I said, the water cooler buzz, we're talking about it, the idea that the judge has said it's unconstitutional to force somebody to buy health insurance in this country. That's part of the new health reform legislation. It's really health insurance reform is pretty much what it is. So that was challenged, and the judge said it was unconstitutional. Of course, that'll be appealed, and we're going to see a lot of this going on until it gets to the Supreme Court in another 2 years. Let's take some more phone calls. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don, you have the floor. What's up?
All right, go ahead. You can pour it in.
About the Cowboys and the Eagles beating them by a few points. There was I got to be honest with you. With these big build-up on these games, I have to say that game was one of the more entertaining ones to watch. Other than the fact that the Texans game in Baltimore on Monday night turned out to be pretty interesting at the tail end there where they went into overtime. But, you know, there's not really much to gloat about. I thought the Eagles were going to win it, and they did. But, boy, the Cowboys kept it close, didn't they?
Yeah, the secondary sucks so bad it's not funny. I have never seen a secondary this bad play for the Cowboys.
I know.
Deshaun Jackson isn't that great. You know, they've played games where they've kept him under control. But, you know, it was like they were just focusing so much on...
Wait, did you just say Deshaun Jackson isn't that great? I'm going to beg to differ with you.
No, he's a hot dog, and he proved it the way he taunted the Cowboys when he fell in that end zone.
Okay, yes, he is a hot dog. He's a hot dog, I agree with that, but he is a great player. Come on.
They've shut him down before, but...
Oh, come on now.
They were concentrating so much on Michael Vick, and Vick really didn't do, other than the long passes, he really didn't do much, you know, with his running ability. They kept him in check, but, you know, they gave up on the run. They gave up, you know, it was just, I was very frustrated, needless to say. I'm confident that your Eagles are going to choke down the stretch. They're going to get whipped in New York this week, and they're not going to make the playoffs. But
Are you kidding me? Do you know how many people came up to me today and said, oh, my God, I think the Eagles are going to the Super Bowl, including that we had Matt Skeptical Johnson say on the air, our technical maestro, Don, that he thought the Eagles were a strong contender to go through the playoffs and who knows, maybe represent the NFC. He named a couple other teams, but he thought they had a chance to go to the Super Bowl, so nah.
Yeah, you know, and that defense, if an old man like Kitna can shred him like he was doing last night, come on, Kate. You know, but I don't know, because the shocker of Sunday was the Packers losing to Detroit. I just was really surprised by that, because they're going to be one of the wild card teams, and then probably the Eagles the other, but we'll see what all happens down the stretch, but... My day was already topped off. I was so happy earlier in the day on Sunday. It had nothing to do with the Eagles or the Cowboys. But do you know how many years I've wished that Metrodome would come down, Kate?
I bet.
The stinking Twins won two World Series playing in that Homer Dome, because all I had to do was hit a stupid fly ball up into the lights, and they knew how to win at that something, because, let's just hit fly balls. The other team can't see the ball. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, for crying out loud, when it was coming down, I was just like, I wish I was there watching it, you know, and posting it or something like that. Hallelujah, you know, put the Mormon Tabernacle Choir on in the background or something, you know. So, so what are they going to do? Are they going to try to fix it, I guess, or?
They're fixing it, yes. They're fixing it. They're already working on that, of course. Yes. Here's the deal. I talked to someone today. They normally wouldn't happen. They clear the snow off. They didn't clear the snow off, and then it got heavy, and, of course, then it created that hole.
Is that thing an air bubble roof? Is it held up by air? Is that what's the deal, or is it actually a frame structure?
There's a frame, but it's a Teflon, like a deflatable deal that also has a frame on it, you know what I mean? Almost like what happened with that Cowboys bubble.
Oh, man, that was good, Kate. Woo! Oh, you're talking about their practice facility.
Yeah, the practice facility. Yeah, no, not the Death Star, the practice facility.
Oh, they got wiped out. But, hey, a couple other things, by the way. You've heard the news, the big news in Philly tonight.
Cliff Lee.
Oh, I can't believe it. You know, that is a guy who I admire. I've always liked his pitching. You know, he's a great pitcher. You know, but I just could not see him wearing pinstripes, going to the evil empire. And I just said, I hate those guys. There's just all these years in Cleveland, you know, and in the American League, and you just hate the Yankees so much. And the guy got, nobody's done this before, Kate. He left $50 million out on the table.
I know. And I got attacked on the airwaves by Mr. Matt because he said that the Phillies were as bad as all the other teams, and this is the problem with baseball. But he did. He left $50 million on the table, and he decided to take $100 million instead to go with Philadelphia. He would have made that much more with the Yankees.
Yeah. You know, and I guess the Phillies had it once they got rid of, let go of Worth, you know, because it was like, I couldn't understand why the Phillies let him go last year, you know, why they traded him over to Seattle, because I was like, well, gee, dude, you know, you got him, and of course, then they were able to go get Halliday, boy, those two together, Kate, are you kidding me? Along with Hamels, I mean, you know, and the Giants, you know, the Giants had that run and everything, and that was great for them, you know. You know how much I hate them, but, you know, they got a roll, that pitching staff those was rolling, but, you know, they got one superstar out of that bunch, and the rest of them, you know, next year they may not get on that roll again, you know. And so I definitely have to say the Phillies are hands down going to be the favorite in the National League this year, at least to start the season.
I agree. That pitching rotation is deadly.
Yeah. But, hey, listen, now one last thing on this ruling by this judge today and, you know, on the health care issue. And, Kate, I'll be honest with you, you know, The issue that's costing, from what I understand, that's costing the healthcare industry so much is that you have, and we talk about all these illegals that are here, you know, but you have, you know, 50 million people basically in America that don't have health insurance, okay?
Right.
And when you're writing about health insurance, of course, you know, if you get hurt, you know, you're in a car crash, somebody smashes into you, you still got to go to the hospital. Whatever, they don't got cards, you know, they don't got insurance.
Sure.
You know, you go into a hospital, the hospital has to accept you, okay? If you're hurt, that's just a rule of medicine. They have to bring you in. They, you know, you hear these stories about being turned away and stuff or sent over to other hospitals. Eventually, you're gonna see a doctor. They have to accept you, okay, because you're hurt. That's just part of medicine.
Right.
You know, but the point is if you don't got the insurance to cover this, okay, then the hospital ends up eating it, you know, and eating the cost, whatever it costs it. And when you have so many people like that are sitting like that, and then you've got a large portion of that 50 million people, I think they estimated it about 20 million people of that 50 million, who just are too damn cheap. They don't want to pay, you know. They want wine and, you know, fast cars and fast women with their extra $400 a month instead of paying for health insurance.
Right.
You know? And so there's... You can see how, and it's a great debate as to how do we get these 50 million people insured. You know, I don't think Obamacare was the answer to it, you know, and I don't think forcing people to pay insurance, but something's got to be done because...
Okay, but then let's play devil's advocate. So you force people to get health insurance who don't want to pay for it, who don't want to get it, let's say, but what about the people that are here illegally? And how many of those people don't have health insurance? And how much of that freight are we paying?
Well, you know, it's all, you know, that's part of that number. You know, probably another 10 million people. Like, you know, I don't know, but it's just it's a really sticky debate. You know, and it's not fair to the 6 out of 7 Americans who pay for that health insurance every month that they should be having to cover. But people who are just too cheap or too stingy. You know, there are people think that just don't have the money. I understand that. There's a lot of poor people.
Right, but there are people that don't. You're right. There are people that want to just play chicken and they don't want to spend the money. Thanks, Don. 800-259-5791. We'll flip the page next.
Do you have pain from an injury or headache? Would you like to alleviate that pain in 10 minutes? Science has now figured out how to put sound frequencies into a kale and clay and polymer gel. Once applied to the area of injury, frequency signals are transmitted that activates the release of prostaglandin hormones. Your body's own prostaglandin hormones go to work to eliminate inflammation. The result is the elimination of pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. We have thermography pictures to prove its effectiveness. Here's what Jody from San Diego had to say. I have a weakness in my neck from a car accident. About once a month I have neck pain, and the only thing that has ever helped is going to the chiropractor. To my surprise, the Knockout Pain Cream took away the headache and my neck seemed just fine. No adjustment required. The product has already paid for itself. To order or learn more about Knockout Pain Cream, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit knockoutpaincream.com.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
About the fact that a federal judge in Richmond, Virginia said that requiring people to carry health insurance when they don't want to carry health insurance is unconstitutional. That's going to be kicked up to the next level. The Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, which is heavily Democratic, so probably it's iced there ultimately with all these legal challenges across the nation. Certainly we know it's going to end up in the Supreme's lap. You're listening to America Tonight. I'm Kate Delaney. Hope you're having a great start of the week. Boy, we're getting closer and closer to perhaps some of you having a week off or at least a couple of days. Also closer to Christmas. Where 2010 went, I have no idea. Don't know if some of you feel the same way, but we will take a look back at it next week. We were talking about a couple of different things besides the, especially the whole healthcare thing. But just a quick, did you know, everybody's talking about the Metrodome and the fabric roof, you know, collapsing in that storm after 17 inches of snow that slammed the Twin Cities. So now how long is it going to take to repair it? And the answer is they're inspecting the damage and they're looking at some kind of a plan to figure out how to fix the roof, which collapsed on Sunday. The weight actually tore three holes into the Teflon roof and dumped that pile of snow that we saw come down on the playing field, on the Vikings playing field. And I knew there were a couple of other collapses, but did you know it's the fourth roof collapse since the stadium opened 30 years ago? And guess what? All of it was caused by heavy snow. Whoops! Let's head out to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan. Dan, did you fall asleep?
No.
Are you eating a hoagie? What are you doing?
sandwich.
Okay. What's on your mind besides your sandwich?
Hang on. All right. How are you, Madam President?
I'm good. How are you?
Hungry, but I'm getting fed one bite at a time. Hey, I'm mad at that guy that did the interview with you. How dare he? I thought you were 28.
What did he say?
He was talking about you being in your late 30s.
Oh.
and I knew that you were just a young chick. You know, I mean...
I didn't even catch that, but okay.
Okay, I got a quick little song for you, and then I got a couple of things to say. Here we go. I wrote this, by the way. It's a takeoff of something that happened back in the 1930s. It goes, I like this. It goes, once I built an airline, made it fly on time. Once I built an airline, made it fly. Obama, can you spare a dime? I do not
that,
like
I like
it.
That tune.
Well, thank you, darling. I do not like our president, as you can tell. I'll be glad when he's impeached and I get to go to the bleachers and watch you run, you know, a la nude.
Yeah, so for people who don't know, I told Dan, because he's calling up and saying he's going to get impeached, I'm like, if he gets impeached, I'll run naked to New Jersey. That's how certain I am that he won't be impeached.
I'm going to sell tickets, and you and I are going to split
money.
Yeah.
Now here's the thing, really, to be honest, 2012 is what's going to be interesting. What happens in 2012? Is Obama a one-termer, or does he get that second term?
Hey,
you
this
know?
Country may not make it to 2012. I'm telling you, we got almost another $1 trillion worth of debt due to this routine that he's just putting out. And Mark is right. If this compulsory we have to buy insurance program is considered constitutional, then you and I can be constitutionally forced to buy a car. We can be constitutionally inclined to have compulsory service to the military. We can be compulsory all the way down the line. It absolutely will end the idea that they are our servants. Instead, we will be their slaves. Mm-hmm. And this is not going to stand, even if this nation has to do something drastic. I won't make any hints about that, but, you know, serious.
The leader of the revolt, Dan in Texas, thank you. He's already gathering up his folks. Thanks, Dan. Go eat your sandwich. Right now, if this went up to the Supreme Court and they ran up the flagpole, it'd be interesting. If the typical 5-4 held, then it could get kicked out. The constitutionality, all that could be challenged. That would be the question. But the makeup of the court, as Mark in New York also pointed out, that can change because there's talk of perhaps another retirement. I don't think that happens in the next 2 years, though. Jerry is listening to us in the great state of Georgia. Hey, Jer. All right, we got to let Jerry go. I think he's part of the recruitment team for Dan in Texas. When you call, here's the deal, because this is real radio. You have to turn down your radio. You have to turn it down, otherwise it echoes back at us, okay? So don't do that. Then that way you get to be heard on the air loud and clear. Let's see. Let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hey, Sam.
Hi. First of all, I'm feeling simply fantastic, as always. First of all, you running naked through New Jersey, certain parts of New Jersey, they'd look at you like, that's par for the course.
So yeah, they wouldn't. You're right. They wouldn't. Probably most people in New Jersey wouldn't bat an eye. That's Jersey. You're right.
Yeah, and well, certain parts of New Jersey, I'm not going to mention where because I don't want to get any flack because I have a very good friend who lives in Elizabeth. So you know, I'm not going to say anything. Now I am okay. This judge basically said, if you don't want to, you don't have to carry any health care. Is that what he's basically saying?
Well, yeah, he's basically saying it's unconstitutional.
Okay, so I'm
to require to force people to take health care, that you have to do it, whether you want it or not.
Or you can't afford it. Okay. I thought the next stop would be, now obviously you know more about this, He was a federal judge. It goes up to a it goes up to the state Supreme Court. And now I'm totally confused. Remember, I'm Canadian, so we won't hold, but don't hold it against me.
There you go.
Okay. Well, first of all, let's talk about something that's near and dear to both our hearts. Here in Canada, you know how big we are about a certain sport.
And hockey, that would be.
Yes, and in 2 weeks, or less than 2 weeks, the World Junior Hockey Championships will be starting.
Mm.
Remember what you guys did to us last year?
Mm-hmm. I beat you.
Yes, and this year it's being held in, why? I don't know they held it here, Buffalo, New York, with all due respect to the people of Buffalo.
USA! USA!
Three of the players, Canada only has three returnees from last year's team, and they all have a bitter taste in their mouth. So, you know, it's going to be, I have this strange feeling it's going to be Canada to U.S. again for the gold medal. And next year, the World Junior Hockey Championships is being split between Edmonton and Calgary. And those tickets have already been sold out. So that's besides the point. So,
you know what? I was thinking of you today. Guess where I was today? I went to, I have an adopted hockey team. It's a CHL team, and it's called the Allen Americans, because after all, we are America tonight.
Right.
And so I went and watched the guys practice, and there were a couple of interesting players on the ice,
right.
A couple of up-and-coming, I think, superstars, and of course, 85% of them are from Canada.
Right, the AHL, the American Hockey League?
It's the CHL, so it's the step below the AHL, but it looks like the team has a chance to be an AHL team. And
okay.
Some of the guys, they have two-way contracts, and they get called up.
Right, okay. What's the name of the team? So I'll look it up on the internet.
It's the Allen Americans. They have a cool, they've got, it's really neat. They've got a rink. They have a great little hockey rink. It's brand new. And then they've got a practice rink right next to it. So they've got two nice pieces of ice there. And I watched the guys do the skate around and talk to a couple of them afterwards. It was neat.
So just think, if they ever make it to the Flyers, nudge, nudge, wink, or my Canadians, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, you could see, I remember you when, right?
Exactly. So. And I went to see, watch their practices and all that stuff, and they gave me a cool little hat that has their logo on it. And they wouldn't let me step, when I was in the locker room, they wouldn't let me step on the logo because they have a superstition about the logo and walking around it.
Yeah, because I have a couple of friends whose sons play major junior hockey. That's, you know, next step is pro hockey here in Canada. And same thing, you step on the logo, oh boy.
Yeah, they won't let you do that. So I was like, I almost stepped on it, and they all groaned, oh, you know, because they were afraid, because that's kind of the deal. And I know athletes are superstitious, but I didn't realize there was anything about that was sacred turf, so to speak. Sam, take care. Thank you. He brought up the hockey thing, guys, okay? So if you have any thoughts on the show, send them to me at americatonight.net.
We're the best. I've been telling you the best. The amazing upper body strength of the Russians. So amazing. They're nothing. Just a minute.
Oh,
they're
sorry.
Nothing.
Turn it in, Calgary.
O-T-H-I-N.
Had a
nothing.
Finish.
USA. USA. USA.